Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver leads the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University, supported by checkoff monies from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Dr. Carver says the bar is high to do the very best job he can for today's wheat producer.
The key word here is comprehensive. We have a lot of things to deal with in Oklahoma from an agronomic standpoint, but also meet the quality demands. And I want us to be the best we can be in all those areas. I don't want to just be good at one of them. So
Those areas are
strength in the field and strength in the bakery. It's not good to me, it's not acceptable to me to be really good at one and so-so in another. We want to be good at all those because I think it's genetically possible. And, you know, plant breeding is one of those things, you get out of it what you put into it.
Dr. Carver interested in high-yielding wheat, but at the same time, high-quality milling and baking attributes to satisfy the end user. And his work is supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for today's wheat producer.
Well, today's cattle futures were under quite a bit of pressure to finish this week. The October lives are down 87 cents to 124.10. We are a week away from expiration there. The December live cattle are down $1.22 at 128.32. The February is $1.27 lower at 133.50. That market under fairly significant pressure here, primarily due to the idea that one, the cash trade has been pretty stagnant over the last couple of months. But then, two, this federal mandated vaccine and what that means for the meat inspectors, the USDA meat inspectors, and if they fail to show up, what that means through the rest of the industry as that trickles throughout the packing plants and then the feedlots and then the feeder and then obviously the end or the beginning of the cow-calf guy. So some fear there, and that's also pressuring feeder cattle. The October's down 82 at 155.42. The November's down 217. At 156.90, the January's 267 lower at 157.32. Have an on-feed report after the close today. The on-feed October 1st estimated at 99%, placements 101.5, and marketed 97.5%. That report's after the close today at 2 p.m.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The grain futures market was mixed today, but I would say generally higher. December corn was 538, up 5.75. The beans were the one weak link here. The November beans down 3.5 at 1220.5. But the beans have been in this downtrend really since about June of this year. Chicago wheat was anywhere from 8 to 14 higher, with December up 14.75 at 756. Kansas City wheat was the strongest here. December closed 26.25 higher at 774. That market just continues to rally to the contract highs. We made new highs today. So fertilizer prices, of course, extremely high. People are being a little bit reluctant to buy fertilizer at these higher levels, and I think being less aggressive to produce wheat due to that. So that's lifting futures. The July of next year at 14.5 at 762. Minneapolis Dees was 27.75 higher at 10.13, and then cotton today bounced back some, with December up 212 at 108.26. March is up 204 here at 106.19. Now, the stock market today and the equity markets are higher. The Dow's up 135. The S&P is unchanged. December crude oil currently $1.30 higher at 83.80.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis at 774-31-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.